chapter 30 in the Bible. And I'll just preach what I feel like here. And looking for God to move in the next few days. And prayer service tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here for anybody that wants to come and help us pray for revival. And we'll be visiting and traveling through the county this week. You that have mentioned riding with us, we'll be hollering at you and ask the Lord to meet the need. 30th chapter, 1 Samuel. If you'll turn there tonight, this is a very familiar text that I have preached from and I've heard preached many times. But I really feel compelled in my soul to preach about this here. And so I want you to stay with me. I'll just preach, and maybe the Lord will touch somebody's heart. How many believe there's power in preaching? There's power in the Word of God. Amen. 30th chapter. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites, now how many of you Bible readers know what Ziklag was? Ziklag was a city that was controlled and possessed by the Philistines. And David, this is a time in David's life, a very unusual time in his life, when he had fled from Saul and came down among the Philistines and befriended them, and they him. And Achish, the king of the Philistines, had gave David this city. David wasn't comfortable dwelling in their cities. He asked for a place. And so the king of the Philistines gave David this, his own town in the Philistine country. And it was called Ziklag. Well, David and his men would get out and roam around and attack and spoil. And it was just a strange time. Well, this is one of the times where David had been out with his men and now had came back to Ziklag. And this is what he saw as he came, approached his hometown, little village that they had given him. The Bible said the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. He had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, came back home from their journey. And when they came back, I don't know, it's never happened to me, but it may have, some of you, it may have happened to. You ever been gone? What a horrible feeling that would be to come home and see ashes where your house had stood. Amen. Now, that is a disappointing. That has to be. Has anybody ever experienced that here? You may have. I know Henry and them, when he was a boy there on the mountain, I don't know the circumstance, if they were home or if they came home or somebody notified them. It'd have to be a disappointing thing to, amen, your shelter and your home and all the things that you own that were familiar and precious to you would be just changed to ash. And that's what David, when he came home, and his 600 men of war, when they came home, I don't know who the first was that saw the smoke ascending, but he realized real quickly, amen, there's been a disaster here. And I want you to notice the reaction. And I hope the Lord will help me to preach to you, because I got something down here that I feel like the Lord pointed out to me. The Bible said that David and his men came and they saw that it was burned with fire. Their wives, look at this, their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Amen. Now, how do they figure this out now when they came upon this scene? And I want you to try to picture it with me tonight, because in a spiritual sense, all across America, this same scene is being relived in a spiritual sense. Folks are coming off the field and realizing, looking back, and coming home and realizing they've lost every precious thing to their enemy. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? And this, they looked at this, and the Bible said that David and his people that were with him, look at this, lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. They cried and wailed and wept. 600 strong, grown, powerful, tough men wept till you could have heard them for a quarter of a mile. Amen. Everything we've loved, all these precious things, gone. I want you just to imagine with me tonight. I need the Lord to help me here. I plead with you to pray for me. Well, the Bible said, and David's two wives were taken. And David was greatly distressed for the people, those 600 warriors that had came to him from the when he was in the cave of Adullam, running from Saul. These men that were destitute and forsaken came to David, and he gathered them all together. Some of the greatest fighting men that ever did fight a battle were now here, and now they turn. And the Bible said David was distressed because these people talked of stoning him. They turned on their leader, and their hearts just overcome in despair, looked at them. Isn't it something how, amen, in a crisis like this, if we're not careful, we'll start looking for somebody to blame. Amen. And I don't know why it is, but a disaster like this, instead of trying to figure out and diagnose what caused this disaster, amen, we need to, amen, stop the bleeding, amen, before we diagnose the cause. Can you say amen? Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. God help you. I want you to notice that David and his men, they wanted to stone him. And the Bible said, because the soul of the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Oh, help me now. Amen. You may be here tonight. And I've been in some situations. Amen. Where I felt like everything that I really thought I had going seemed like burn up in an instant and gone. Amen. And the grief and despair. Anybody here ever been through despair? That means an absence of hope. And you're just pushed to the point. Amen. Of despair. Amen. And that's what David, but you know what? And I want to encourage somebody here tonight in the depths of your despair. You know what David did? Amen. He's encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, what do you think he did? I'm going to show you in a minute. Amen. But I believe that David began to meditate, amen, upon the word of God and the promises of God. Amen. I believe in a flash, Brother Jeff, he began to look back. Amen. And he looked back at the day. I feel like preaching now. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. He looked back at the day when the Lord had saved him. Amen. When the Lord anointed him. When the Lord called him out. Amen. A day, amen, when he slew the giant. Amen. And he slew the bear. And he slew the lion. And they sang songs about him. Amen. And when God moved and in the house of God. And so he said, hey, amen, the Lord will get me out of this. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He said, the Lord ain't left me yet. I know it looks bleak. And I know it looks bad. And they're going to stone me. But I've got one chance left. And he called for the priest. And he said, bring me that linen ephod. Amen. I'm not sure what that is exactly. I studied it out. It was probably a garment that they wrapped on when they prayed. And he got the linen ephod. Hallelujah! I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. When the devil burns you out. Amen. If we're going to recover. Our mind is going to have to go back to our religious clingings. Amen. And our spiritual aspect. Amen. It may not be no hope in Wall Street. There may not be no hope on your street. There may not be no hope in Pennsylvania Avenue. But brother, there's still hope in God. Hallelujah. I said there's still encouragement in the Lord. But you're broke. Amen. But listen, the Bible said he shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. You say, but I'm lonely. But he says, amen, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How can you be encouraged? Only in the Lord. I want to tell somebody tonight. It has come upon a burned out, amen, possession lately. Amen. Before you give up, amen, encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. I want you to lift your hands. Ask the Lord to help me. I know we're going to be in a hurry, but I'm going to preach to you. I want to talk to somebody here tonight. Here, I'm going to give you my message in just a minute. But I want you to look at this David. You say, well, let's diagnose what brought this man here. Well, let me say again. We have that liberty now. But David didn't have time to diagnose. He didn't have time to sit down and said, if only I had. If only I had. It's not fair. God's not fair. He didn't have time to sit and we don't, a lot of times, amen, are y'all going to help me preach? Amen, I can go back and I can ask the question right off the bat. What's David doing in the land of the Philistines? Huh? Come on now, y'all out there. Now, I'm not going to dwell on this because my message tonight, but I'm going to take time to diagnose just a little. And if we had time, amen, we'd see a whole lot of the trouble we get in. You know, David never asked God if he could go down to the Philistines. You know what drove David down to the Philistines? You listen to me now. You know what drove David down there? He said, one day I will die at the hand of Saul. That was the words he said. Amen. How many knows that God was not going to let him die at the hand of Saul? You know what drove him into the Philistines? He said, because, amen, Saul can't find me there. He won't be looking for me down there. And he joined himself with Achish. Amen. They didn't want him. That's why they sent him out. Wouldn't let him go fight. Amen. Saul didn't want him. Amen. The Philistines didn't want him. And now the Amalekites. Who were they? How many remembers the Amalekites? Amen. If Saul had obeyed God, there wouldn't have been an Amalekite. Amen. To kill David's men. Are you listening to me? Amen. Many times we bring it on when we spare Agag. When God says kill out the flesh. And we hang on to it. And in a little while flesh sneaks up on us. And burns us out. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all not helping me. God bless your hearts. I'm trying to preach to you. You say, let's don't. Amen. But I want to show you, even in the midst of that. Help me now. Help me now. Amen. Even though day, and you know, Ziklag. Amen. He had this. But I want you to notice how God uses this. And I want to encourage somebody here tonight. Now, I want you to watch David. He called for the linen ephod. Amen. I need a linen ephod, but I don't see one here nowhere. Huh? Hey, you're hiding your blue garment. I see that. That's not the color. I'm not going to use it. They brought him the linen ephod. Burned down. He knew they'd been taken captive. There were no blood, no bodies. And so he kneels down. Right in the ash. He kneels down on his knees. Look, I'm trying to instruct somebody here, amen, how to recover what you've lost. Come on now. I'm telling you, life, there's a Amalek, the flesh. Huh? Come on now, help me preach a little bit. He lost everything. Hey, life, time is such a thief. You live long enough, if you're not careful and very watchful, it'll take more away from your life than it brings. And you look around one day and all those precious things you had. Those precious things, amen, I don't need it going on. Knelt down in the ashes and he asked God a question. How many knows the question he asked God? I want you to ask God that question tonight. Huh? He asked him one question. He looked and seen all that he lost. Didn't have anything left. Everything burned. And his sons and daughters and wives taken. And he says, and I want you, listen, you that the devil has burnt some precious things out of your life. Not just physical things. But how about that closeness with God you used to have? How about those convictions you used to have? That prayer time you used to have? How about those things that, amen, that used to be precious to you? Amen, and now they're gone. And the devil has told you, you'll never get them back. But you know what? Before you go on in that frame of mind, I want you to ask God. He knelt down in the ashes. He took the linen ephod. And he said, God, should I pursue? Is there any use in me going on? Are y'all going to help me preach? Hey, man, I want to tell you, boy, son, I don't mean to bore you, but sometimes I just can't. I'm just praying I'll get into it here. Huh? Do I need to go on? Is there any need to go? Have you ever got up and said, well, there's no need me going to church. I'm not going to get anything anyway. There's no need. I've tried. Amen. And now look what's happened. No, David didn't say that. He simply asked the question, amen, should I pursue? And what was the Lord's answer to him? Y'all looking at it? He said, thou shalt. And God didn't just say, yes, you shall. But he said, thou shalt pursue. Thou shalt overtake. And thou shalt recover all. Sweet Lamb of God. There's my message tonight. I'm going to preach a few more minutes. Amen. But I want to preach on the recovery. Amen. Amen. But first, you got to get down in the ashes and you got to realize how valuable those things were that you've lost. Brother Jeff talked about that first love. Have you lost it? Amen. He come, and I know it's not the same that you go through trials. That's just the way it is. There's times you don't feel as spiritual as you do other times, and you got to pray your way through and get back on the mountain. But I'll tell you, before you gain back that you've lost, amen, we can't lose our first love when we quit loving God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I wish this church would help me preach a little. I'm trying to get somebody, amen, to recover the things that the devil and the flesh have taken out of your life. Amen. He said, should I pursue? Yes, you shall pursue. And yes, you shall overtake. And yes, you shall recover all. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. David got up with enough zeal and enough confidence that he persuaded 600 men, amen, that was ready to kill him, to ride with him. Hallelujah. And he got on his horses, amen, and they galloped, amen, after the enemy. Help me preach. Tracking and running and going and tracking with confidence. I want to tell you something. We're getting ready to have revival. And I want to tell you something. Have you lost your salvation? You can get it back. Have you lost the Holy Ghost? You can get it back. Have you lost your sanctification? You can get it back. Amen. Oh, I feel like preaching to you. Stay with me now about 10 more minutes. I want you to watch what happened. They followed along. Of the 600, 200 got too weary to travel. They ran all night, run all day. They got too weary. Even though they wanted to in their heart, they were too weary to pursue. And so he left them behind. And he just kept on going. He had focus. He had one. He'd heard the voice of God. God said, you shall overcome. You shall recover everything. Huh? Come on now. I wish I was a preacher here tonight. Amen. I'd try to preach to you a little bit. They come upon a young man, an Egyptian. 3 days. 3 days ago, he said, I was with the Amalekites. They destroyed Ziklag. I was with them. I got sick 3 days ago. My master left me behind and went on the journey. You know, I kind of feel like he might have left him behind because they know there's a David that's going to be on the trail. And so he said, I'll tell you what, can you show me where they're at? Are you seeing how God is working in this, Brother Mark? Amen. Help me now. Amen. You get down to nothing sometimes. I have as a preacher, you get down to nothing. Amen. But you know God's there. And you encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. And you say, Lord, should I keep on studying? Should I keep on preaching? Should I keep on reaching for you? And I hear the Lord say, go ahead. You're going to overtake. And you're going to recover all. Somebody say amen. Amen. That puts a backbone in you. And I want to tell you here tonight, you may be down now, but I feel getting up in you. Hallelujah. Amen. You may have lost now, but you're on the trail. trail. Hallelujah. I said, God wants to put you on the trail, and you shall recover. Hallelujah. Oh, give me a few more minutes. God bless your heart. That Egyptian said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take you to their camp if you promise not to kill me and do not deliver me back to my master. It's a deal. 400 soldiers and David came upon and upon the horizon. They looked down, down in the valley, and there was those Amalekites had a big fire built. They were drinking and dancing and had the women and children off. And David said, there they are. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how many children he had. I don't know if it was Abigail that was over there. Amen. But he could see her through the dawn had set it. And he could say, there she is right there. She's still alive, and I'm going to get her. Hallelujah. Amen. He spurred those horses. Amen. And down that hill they came. And I can just hear them Amalekites now. The party's over, boys. That's David. I can tell the way he's riding out front. Amen. Come on now. I'll tell you what we're going to do at King Mountain. We're going to have revival. Amen. We're going to find what we lost. We're going to come riding in. Because God said you could. And if God said it, I believe it. Hallelujah. Stay with me now. There's some things the Lord showed me on this I feel like I want to share with you. They recovered every bit of every man, every boy, every girl. I don't want to lose none of these guys. Huh? I tell you, I resent them just a little. They're so good looking that they just, you know, you get a little jealous of them at times. But I tell you what, I don't want to lose not one of you guys. Come on now. I wish y'all help me preach a little bit. I don't want to lose one. Amen. You hear me? Amen. Come on now. They got those people and they went back. Those 200, you remember, that was left behind? The men of Belial that was among David's men, those were men like Joab and Abishai. Amen. And those men of Belial, which were hard, fierce men, they said, let's don't give them nothing. Amen. But their wives and kids, and we'll keep the spoil. You see, there was a lot of spoil when David recovered. He recovered more. He was more than a conqueror. Are you listening to me? He was more than a conqueror. Not only did he get his back, but he got an extra load to give away. Amen. They went back. And they told David, let's not give them nothing. And David said, that ain't right. Amen. They were too tired to travel. They stayed by the stuff. And it's going to be written unto this day. Whoever stays by the stuff will get the same reward as those that went ahead. I'll tell you, we can have revival on the front pew. We can have revival on the back pew. I wish somebody would say amen. I don't believe God's dead. I don't believe the day of revival is over. I don't believe just because you're dead. Amen. And haven't felt nothing in 5 years. I don't believe it's too late. I believe if you'll rise up and ask God, you're not helping me now. Amen. Now, I don't believe in charismatic emotionalism, but I believe in the power of God. And if you'll seek God, amen, you can find God. Stay with me. Give me the 7:30. Listen what happened. He gave those men the spoil. He had lots left over. And David, I want you to notice the divine hand in this. When David restored him, see, David didn't know that just in a couple of days, Saul would be dead. Huh? But David took the spoil, and he thought of all them cities in Judah, in Judah's tribe, Judah's country, in Judah's boundary. All of those that were of his kindred that had been good to him. And you know where, and I don't think this is a coincidence, but you read right there, Brother Wayne, read right there when he starts giving that spoil to those cities. The first one on the list was Bethel. Huh? Come on now. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the spoil that he had taken when he got back what the devil had stole from him. The first place that he brought back to was Bethel. How many knows what Bethel means? Bethel means the house of God. Huh? Praise God. That's where it's going to show up at. Are you listening to me, Prince? Amen. And I can't even pronounce them other places. Amen. But it said all the places that David had haunted. and his men had haunted. That's the way, and what that means is that's the places when he was on the run that he would go to and hide out, and he'd leave and go and hide out, and they'd feed him, they'd bring him fig cakes, amen, and raisins, amen, and suffice his men, and they'd go on to another. David didn't forget. Are you listening to me? Amen. I tell you what, God wants us to get a amen, a spoil from the enemy, amen, and return back to Bethel, amen, and give a blessing at Bethel. And the last place he went was Hebron. Hebron was the place he set up his kingdom. When Saul died, they all came to him at Hebron. Oh, come on now. I say God's got a place for you. You may be off the throne now, but God wants to put you back on the throne. He anointed you and called you for a work. He called you to live for him. He anointed you with the Holy Ghost to be a child of God and to live right. You strayed away and you burned out and you've got down, but I hear God said, get up, amen, and pursue. You're going to overtake, and you're going to recover all. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Huh? How many believes what I'm preaching to you? If you believe it, say amen. I believe you can recover. I believe you can recover. You have to do it. You have to start on your knees. You have to start on your knees. I've told you this before, years ago. I don't remember how many years it's been. Many years ago. I had a man that lived for God and preached. And he backslid, and I tried to coax him into coming back to the Lord. And he called me one day, and he said, I know I need to get back to God. He's away from God. He'd left God completely. And he said, I need to get back to God. He said, but you know, when I get to thinking about getting back to God, and what I'd had, and what I'd been, and the people I've disappointed, he said, it'll never be the same. And I seen that was keeping him from getting saved. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know when people backslide, they do disappoint God, but I'll tell you, God will be the first one to take them back. How many believes that? And I felt like it was the Holy Ghost. You may disagree with me. Probably half you will. But I felt the Lord prompt me right then to tell him, brother, it may not be the same, but it can be better. And it got quiet on the other end. And brother, I tell you, I felt, Brother Charlie, the Lord prompt me to say that, and I didn't know how I was going, if he come back and said, what do you mean? I didn't know what I was going to say. Because I'll just be honest with you. If I'd have been him, I'd have been thinking the same thing he was thinking. But God prompted me to say, it may not be the same, but it can be better. Well, there was a pause. And while he was paused, and I knew he was swallowing that lump in his throat because I could hear him snubbing on the other end. And he said, how in the world? Finally, he said, how in the world could it be better? And I felt the Lord prompt me. And I said, well, brother, this experience you had before, it ran out on you. And you ended up away from God. This next experience you get could last you till Jesus comes. And that'd be better, wouldn't it? Y'all see, I told you I'd lose about half of you. But I felt like the Lord told me, look, it can be better. Oh, yeah. You say, well, brother, his reputation's gone and all of that, and give 100. Hey, what if David had looked at those ashes and said, well, it won't be the same. I done burned my house down, and it's hard to tell what's went on. It's hard to tell if they're still alive, and they just had a meeting, and they could just stone David and put a monument over it and never had a king on the throne. But it wasn't God's will. God used all of that to restore David and run him out of the Philistine country back to Hebron. Amen. Come on now, with a spoil of the enemy. And Saul was going to die shortly. And David brought to the throne. He went from ashes, amen, in despair, amen, to the throne of God. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, it can be better. Amen. I know you may. Hey, you say, well, I got my own self in this. you can't get yourself out. Hallelujah. He said, I've just had too much hard time. Amen. Life has kicked me. Oh, yes. Life is not fair. Amen. But I hear God saying, if you'll pursue, amen, you shall overcome, and you shall recover, and you shall have spoil, and you'll have something to give at the house of God. Is that right or not? Stand with me. God bless you. I should have preached better to you. I tried. I want to ask you right now, how many of you like to recover some things the enemies took from you? I know we can't shout every service, but we can shout some more. Brother Vince Wilson, you say let's do whatever it is we're supposed to do and get back to it. Huh? I tell you, we need to win some people to the Lord. And we just start with ourselves. We need to win ourselves. If we're not already won, we need to win ourselves. Sometimes life looks pretty bleak. But Jesus said, "Thou hast anointed me to preach the gospel, the good tidings, to bind up the brokenhearted. Bring liberty to the captive. Huh? Preach the gospel to the poor." You listen to me now. I want you to take inventory tonight. Won't you look around? Amen. If you don't get a hold of God, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be sitting there in those ashes. And those 600 men are going to look at you and blame you. And you're going to die and swallow and drown in self-pity. And your enemies are going to turn on you. And you're going to say, "Yeah, you never loved me anyway. You've just been a hypocrite. You wasn't loyal to me to start with." That's what happens when you don't get on your knees in the ashes and ask God, "What's next? What? You ever been there? Now what? Now what, God? Now what? What do I do now? What do I do now?" Huh? God said, "Get up. Get on that horse and go after your enemy." And if you're wondering what the outcome is going to be, you shall overtake, you shall recover all. You ain't going to need this camp anyway. And you know what? When I studied this, Brother Mark, you know what I found out? Ziklag had been taken from Israel by the Philistines in battle. So not only was David recovered, he recovered Ziklag too. From that point on, it was a part of David's inheritance. He never relinquished that Ziklag. And I'm going to tell you, some things that you've lost years ago, if you'll get a hold of God now, you may get that back too. Now, I didn't expect a whole lot of hallelujahs because probably the majority of us here need to pursue, overcome, overtake, and recover. Amen. Bow your heads with me.